Welcome back to the Weekend Tee Off. Time to check in on the Shaw Charity Classic, in particular, the Shaw component of it. The title sponsor, a big reason this tournament is in Calgary and has been so successful. Reese had a chance to check in with Chetan Lakshman.
Obviously, this is a great event for Calgary. Curious how Shaw became involved with the PGA Tour Champions event back in 2013.
Well, it was the brainchild of, I think everyone understands this is the brainchild of Clay Riddell, who was the chairman of the group known as the Patrons of the what's now called the Shaw Charity Classic. And he had always wanted to bring a world-class event to Calgary to showcase the city, to give back to the community. And in his own way, he was very proud of his home club, Canyon Meadows. And so he negotiated with the PGA Tour to bring a Champions event to Calgary, and he would backstop the whole thing. He would be the one to find the title sponsor if there was one to be needed. He would assemble a group of like-minded individuals to steward the tournament, and the tournament's value proposition was all proceeds will go to charity. Success of negotiating that with the tour, which the tour loved because there was no risk to them.
Yeah.
Clay reached out to the folks here at Shaw, namely J.R. Shaw and Brad Shaw and my boss at the time, Jim Little, and became a very quick conversation about how the tournament could make an impact in the community and how it could really help the charities that are developing in Southern Alberta and benefiting kids. So that really was a very short conversation, relatively speaking, and the Shaw Charity Classic was born in the spring of 2013 and staged for the first time in the fall of 2013. The interesting thing about that first tournament is our tournament director, Sean Van Kesteren, myself, and many members of the team that were staging the tournament had all done PGA Tour events in our previous lives and previous careers and so forth. So when the players came, they were very impressed with how the tournament didn't look like a first-year event.
Right.
It looked very polished. It looked very strong. It looked like something that they'd been to over and over and over again in their careers. And they were very complimentary and not shy about saying how good things were here. And in that first year, we won the President's Trophy for the best tournament on tour.
Yeah, I don't think many people realize that a few months isn't really enough time to put on an event of this scale. So to turn it around was pretty impressive.
Yeah. And then that credit goes to Sean and the quick team that he built and put together in May of 2013 to stage a tournament. And, what's happened since then, every year the tournament gets better and better. Every year we say to ourselves, how can this get any better? And the team finds a way to make it happen. And it's really impressive.
Yeah. And I mean, you obviously mentioned the charitable impact and that being the main reason that Clay wanted to bring a tournament to Calgary. What does that mean to Shaw, and how do you guys kind of embody that when the tournament rolls around?
Well, Clay's vision was always about charity and always about building a community and providing a platform for a company like Shaw to give back to the community. And, we are so blessed and honored to be able to carry that vision forward on Clay's behalf. And, the Shaw Charity Classic is, if you go to the Shaw Charity Classic, you quickly realize it's a massive charitable platform for the Calgary community that happens to have a world-class golf tournament playing through it. It's a fantastic event that really brings people together, not just the golf fan, but it brings grandparents and grandkids walking the fairways together. It brings families together. It's really unlike some PGA Tour events on the big tour. This is it's a family event. It's a family occasion, and we embrace it that way with our employees. We've got lots of employee volunteers. We embrace it that way with their charitable donations. We've committed more than $1 million every year to the Alberta Kids Charities. And for us, it's a year round. It's a year round story, and that comes to life the day of on the weekend of the tournament. But it really is something that we embrace as a company, embrace as an employee base, with pride and humility at the same time in giving back to the people who are making a difference in the community.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a bit of inside knowledge on this. That is my full-time job. But you guys put your name and sponsored the main charitable program through the tournament now, the Shaw Birdies for Kids program presented by AltaLink. So you guys are actually helping support, you know, over 200 youth-based charities in Alberta every year. So the impact goes, you know, all the way throughout the province and is reaching kids, like 500,000 kids a year, something around that. So it's an incredible impact.
It really is something. A, it's incredible that there's more than 200 charitable organizations out there that are working on behalf of kids and families to make their lives better. But it's also really incredible to hear that number, 500,000 kids that are impacted directly by the tournament. It's awesome in the truest sense of that word.
Yeah. So, you know, when you guys went into it, this is year 7 of the tournament. What were the original goals from Shaw's, you know, on a business perspective of sponsoring a PGA Tour event? And, you know, how have you measured those? Has it been a good investment so far?
Well, the overarching objective was to create a charitable platform.
Yeah.
And I think in that respect, we've succeeded, and we've made kids and charity the focal point of the tournament quite successfully. You know, when you walk the fairways, you see the signs talking about different stories from charities about how they're benefiting from the proceeds of the tournament, how people by being at the tournament are supporting the community. So that was really first and foremost important to us. We also use it as a showcase of our product, of our brand, of our people. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of hosting at the tournament, of our customers, of our vendors, of our partners in different aspects of the business. So it's become a very all-encompassing kind of week for us. We know it starts for us on the Pro-Am days, Wednesday and Thursday, being able to host some of our best partners and customers, and then hosting them during the tournament play on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they also see the impact that the tournament is able to have on the community. And what's interesting, Reese, is that, and you know this, is that a lot of our vendors have come and said, how can we get involved?
Yeah.
And a lot of our partners have said, how can we do more? Or how can we become part of this Shaw Charity Classic? And so it's really not just us. It's a full community and ecosystem of businesses that are operating not just in Calgary and Alberta, but across the country.
There's a huge corporate support side of things, and the tournament couldn't operate without that. But the other side of things is the volunteer side. And, you know, we've had unbelievable commitment from the volunteers. What does it mean to Shaw to see that community show up for the tournament?
It's a completely unique characteristic of the Calgary community. Like I said, I've been involved in golf tournaments in different times of my life. And I have never honestly seen a community that comes back as volunteers as often and as many as they do now here in Calgary. Look, we have about more than 85% return on volunteers
yeah.
to this tournament. It's unheard of. And it's more than 1,100, 1,200 people that come. They take vacation time. They give up their long weekend. They spend more than just the tournament week. They got time for workshops and training and all that stuff through the summer. And they are diehard committed to the Calgary community and committed to making the Shaw Charity Classic a success. It just simply could not be successful without these people. And they are really sort of the backbone of the operations of the whole tournament.
Yeah. It's funny talking to a lot of them too. You think, oh, maybe you're doing this so you can get a high five from Freddie Couples or talk to Mark O'Meara. But no, it's, you know, they're there because the tournament supports the community and they want to give back in that way. And it's pretty heartwarming to see.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of them won't even see players
yeah.
because they're working in the behind the scenes, and so they won't even see a shot of the tournament. But they're there, and you know, they're committed to making the tournament successful, and they're committed to the goals of the tournament.
Yeah. So you've played in the Pro-Am. You're there the whole tournament every year for the past 6 years. You must have some pretty cool stories. Do you have any memories that stand out from the last few years of the tournament that, you know, were pretty exciting to see?
Not from the Pro-Am. All the Pro-Am memories have been erased. but, you know, obviously the tournament itself has become a bit of a exciting finish. It's got a trademark exciting finish from Freddie's chip in to force a playoff. To Scott McCarron coming from behind last year the tournament has now got this kind of feel to it that the back nine on Sunday is really someplace that you want to be. And we've got the crowds that when something happens on 14, you hear it on 18. And you've got the crowds that when something happens on 18, they hear it on 11. And it's kind of a fun feeling that the players get into. They get pumped up. The fans definitely get into it. So, you know, just every year we kind of think, okay, what's it going to be like this year? And it's never really a runaway.
No.
It's always the caliber of the players and the quality of the course combined to make it kind of an exciting finish.
Yeah, I remember Scott McCarron got a hole-in-one on 14 last year to, I think, get tied, and then he held on when three or four guys came to 18 with a chance to tie him, and none of them were able to. So,
and, you know, that 18th hole is such a risk-reward hole. It's such a fantastic closing hole where you can come up, you know, guys will risk holding it out for two because they feel they got a shot. Other guys, well, you know, we saw that one year where, you know, where I can't remember who did it, but they launched their approach shot into the stands and got the free drop right by greenside.
Right.
And that was, you know, these guys know what they're doing, and they love entertaining crowds. They love the crowds that come out. You know, you got to think that these players have been playing golf their entire careers in front of massive crowds. And when they get to the PGA Tour champions, the crowds are somewhat thinner, as you know. And I think ours is among the highest attended outside the majors for the PGA Tour champions. And I think that they really appreciate coming to Calgary and seeing those crowds and seeing those, you know, eight deep fairways, people lined up eight deep just to see them hit their shots.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And there's some big names coming to the PGA Tour champions over the next few years. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see a few of them. I know Retief Goosen is coming up this year, so that's an exciting addition.
Yeah, and, you know, Scott McCarron's coming back, hoping to three-peat. We've got some announcements coming out in the next few weeks that are going to, I think, raise a few eyebrows in Calgary, among Calgary golf fans and people who will recognize the names from their youth, if you will, and come out and be excited to watch these new players show up.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Well, if you're interested in any information on the tournament, you can go to ShawCharityClassic.com to donate or buy tickets.
Thanks very much, Reese.
Thanks, Chaitin. We really appreciate it, and best of luck with the tournament this year.
Thank you.
Chaitin Lakshman, VP External Affairs for Shaw, the title sponsor of the Shaw Charity Classic. For more on that, give her the old Google. Head to their website. As you heard, an incredible story about volunteerism in this city, the patron group, certainly individuals that have shaped our city over the course of their lives, and of course, the event, which is wildly popular amongst players and fans and comes to town at the end of August. Our final segment, we come back with Adam Stanley, our golf insider, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.